Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast. We're talking all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive Marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I own and run Evolve. We're a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, helping small and scaling businesses get more out of Pipedrive and the wider tech stack. Today, I have a great pleasure to be joined by Lovisa Herlin, the partner sales manager at Scrive. The Scrive platform helps businesses to automate their onboarding and agreement processes with solutions powered by e-signature and identification. I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Lovisa for a couple of reasons. One, because she's a sales expert who has a breadth of experience across multiple CRMs, including Salesforce, Microsoft Dynamics, HubSpot, and Pipedrive. And two, because she's leading from the front line, the rapidly expanding partnerships sales team at Scrive. Now, partnerships, if you're not in the SaaS space at the moment, it's a key growth area for many SaaS businesses. So it'd be great to hear her perspective on this space and kind of what Scrive are doing in there as well. So without further ado, welcome Lovisa. Please can introduce yourself and Scrive to our audience, please.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me here. Looking forward to this session together. So as Bruce said, my name is Lovisa and I'm working as a partner manager here at Scrive. And I'm having the focus on the commercial piece, part of the platform integrations, Pipedrive, Salesforce, and different CRM systems that we are working with in Europe. Mm-hmm. And Scrive has been on the market since 2010. And it's a funny story when it started. It was actually two university friends that understood when they had a spoken word event and they had different artists that want to come for gigs in Sweden, but they couldn't sign the agreement because the postal took too long time. So they built Scrive. So it started by themselves to just be able to contract different performers.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then they just understood that this can actually be used in a lot of different businesses, in all businesses. So then was when they started to build Scrive.
I love that. And so from that story of two friends, I guess, from university, what does the team look like now? So obviously based in the Nordics, working globally, but how's that kind of grown and expanded there?
Yeah, so we are around 200 employees today. And our headquarters is in Stockholm, in Sweden. But we also have offices in Netherlands, Denmark, and Norway. But we are working globally in Europe. So we are trying to take market shares in DACH, in Benelux, and of course in UK. And we are today market leaders in the Nordic countries. Yeah. So in the Nordics, everyone knows what Scrive is when they are signing with e-solutions.
And from a kind of market that you guys are working within, has it expanded outside of the spoken word market in university campuses? what markets are covered currently?
Yeah, of course we have expanded to different markets, and the industries we are focusing on today is automotive. So cars, it can be car rental, buying cars, and different automotive industries. The bank and finances is a big vertical for us, and insurance, and of course telecom companies. And besides those verticals, we're also working with legal services, real estate, HR, recruitment, and sales, and different sales organizations. Yeah, so you can find us in all different kind of verticals.
Yeah,
everywhere you have to sign something or agree to something, you can use
this. This is what I was just about. So it's, I hadn't even really thought about the kind of car rental market, you know. But just last month, I was in Scotland renting a camper van for 10 days, and I actually commented.
Like a good vacation to go with a camper van.
It was gorgeous. Yeah, I put my trucker's cap on and was driving around the islands of Scotland and things like this. But I remember commenting to the lady who signed us in about how nice it was to be able to have an e-signature at that step, basically just in when we arrived. It was very easy.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to rent a car on Friday in Spain. And I remember all the times it's a long queue because they have so slow processes. You're giving them all the information. You're giving them all data about me and my driver license and everything beforehand, but still they can't use it to to add to templates or something to just make the process much easier when I come. So that's also how they can save time when you're renting cars and others when you.
Because obviously where we work as a business, us we focus on Pipedrive. But if you zoom out a bit, like Evolve exists to help small and scaling businesses digitize processes, right? So with tech, sales tech that they actually want to use, that's kind of what we say. And Pipedrive we love as a CRM there. But in your world, and when you're going to market with any of these industries, are there still people that are signing things on paper at scale, like, you know, huge organ? Are there still massive opportunities for you guys to really just digitize those, you know, whether it's the hiring market in Spain or wherever it might be?
It's everywhere still. Yeah. And some countries are less digitalized than others. In the Nordics, we are very digitalized. We have gotten very far with digitalizations. But in Germany, for example, they are not that digitalized. Oh, so a lot of business still there don't think it's secure to sign because they want to have the hand-signed document. But to be honest, a digital sign is much more secure. You can find exactly where the person was signing it, who it was, what device, and everything. So it makes it much securer. And that's also something that's very important for us, just the compliance and security to have the compliance.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. So the German market, again, huge stereotype. We've got clients in Germany, so apologies if you're listening. you thought they would be more efficient, right? So with the e-signatures. However, it's actually more traditional to possibly wet sign it. But then those same concerns that you raised there are the same concerns, you know, 25 years ago that we had about in the UK for internet banking. Well, that's not safe. I say 25 years ago to 15 years ago, I can remember adverts. You would have to, you know, people doing their mobile banking on in bed, like as adverts, where it is safe. You can bank from anywhere. But people didn't want to get on board because they had concerns for safety.
And now
you can't bank without mobiles.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the good thing is that we are on European owned. We are based in Europe and owned in Europe. So we have a lot of customers that choose Scribe instead of big American competitors to us because they want to have a European based company.
Mm. So with your expansion? So you said the Netherlands, Germany. Where else did you say? Sorry.
Yeah, we're going for the Benelux, the DACH region, and UK.
And is that based on the size of the prize that you want, like the addressable market there? So Germany, obviously, you said that there's quite a low amount of people that have digitized their processes there.
There's a lot of possibilities, and Germany is a big country as well, so yes, there are a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah. Okay. And in terms of your ideal customer profile, are they the large organizations? So if you're, I don't know, 10,000 signatures a month, like what are we looking at, or do you work with SMEs as well?
We're working with all customers, but a successful Scribe customer is of course the customer who wants to put effort and ambition to the digitalization. Because you can find one big flow, for example, that you said 10,000 signed agreements, but to be successful, you have to also put effort into analyzing and finding other flows to digitalize the whole process. And we want to work with customer that way, to find maybe the big one flow. You can start with that one, and then you can start adding other flows. With other solutions, because we can use Scribe in Pipedrive, of course, but you can also use Scribe in other. We have our Scribe API, we have Scribe Online, so you can find other possibilities. And we have other products. We understood when we were starting adding different EIDs, we saw that we have Scribe, we have EIDs. Why can't we sell the EIDs, the possibility to use our EID to customers? So we have our EID hub now. And of course, the biggest customer to EID Hub is Scribe, because we are using it a lot. but others can also buy it. So they don't have to sign agreements or finding new IEDs by themselves if they want to have Swisscom or if they want EIDs, Swedish Bank ID or other solutions. They can just sign it with us and get the possibility to use all the EIDs.
And just for my reference and for anyone listening, so an EID, is that a form of a two-factor authentication?
So it can be a two-factor authentication. It can also be, for us, we are using it to just sign in to so I have downloaded to my mobile phone, and then with Face ID, signing in, that is me that's using it.
Understood. Very cool. Okay. And
we are trying to also add new products and find good developments in the future.
Yes. Before this conversation, I always do some research, not just about the person yourself, but also around the business. So I saw that obviously Victor, two things. Is Victor still, was he the founder at the beginning? So obviously the CEO at the moment.
No, okay. But he's been there since early stage, but he was not
the founder. It looked as if he had been there a while.
He has.
But so when you said there about kind of new products, obviously some of your reach has been through acquisition of different businesses, right? So where has that led into, and are there any kind of spaces that you can see, you know, what's missing in the portfolio? Or just tell me a little bit more about some of the acquisitions that you guys have done recently.
Yeah, so of course e-signing is still the main part of Scribe. We can develop the possibility to use just e-signing and different solutions. But for us, the development is to get into the pre-signing, the sign, and after sign. So you can see how can we help the customers in different areas. So it's not just the signing part, the signed agreement, and then we are out of the context. They can still use us in the pre-signing. How can we get the data before the signing and make a efficient journey? And how can we in the after signing be also helping the customer to develop and all that?
Yeah, because I guess there are loads of insights in the in that data collection space, or the document creation or the document signing space. Being able to share, looking back at people that, so if you can, as a sales manager, being able to look at your documents, commercial documents sent out, who has, if you've got a sales team of 25 people and you're like, of the documents sent out, when do people sign? So you might have a time to when to send out your documents, when to follow up. Should you give them a bell as soon as they've opened it? That those type of insights that you guys are capturing already, I assume. So, but very, very interesting there. So could you just if we just zoom out a bit, can you paint me a picture what the future for contracts look like? Because I speak to business owners all the time, and digitalization and e-signatures comes up quite a lot. Do you have any stories that you can share about how e-signatures could improve things like conversion rates or onboarding processes?
Yeah, of course. I have one example from a Swedish investment platform. It's named Avanza. So they are based in Sweden and working with the Swedish market. And they had a problem that when new customers wanted to sign up on their website, they actually had to send over paper documents to the customers so they can sign it at home and then send it back. And then you can understand it taking a time and you losing the momentum with the customer. You have them there. You want them to start to invest straight away.
Yeah.
So they said, we have to do something. And they integrated Scribe. They could see that 72% decrease in total average onboarding time when they integrated Scribe. And 120% increase in signed document conversion rate compared to when signing it remotely.
Yeah.
So it's a very good...
I would have thought 72 would have been higher. If they're having to send a letter, start online, and then... it's incredible, isn't it? And that's just the... It's just a great example of how... how we typically work. The technology shouldn't be, isn't always the answer. if you ask, okay, what's the business trying to do here? So they've got a landing page on the website to capture people's for new investors. And then what you're then trying to do, you're trying to then get them to legally agree to that, so then they can put some money into their account or the investment fund.
But also the financial institutes, they also have to yearly get new information about the customers. Yeah. They have to know what you earn and if you are what you're working with and all that. So they have all the information, and that's also something you have to sign.
Mm.
So that's also a solution by Scribe to collect information.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make sure that you have the correct telephone number, the email address? People are changing, so you can collect information and the person have to sign it.
Yeah. There's something you shared offline. I just want to lean onto this now. We spoke about the cars a bit earlier. What was the number of people, the number of car showrooms, and how many people that you're serving there? Because I thought it was really impressive.
Yeah, it's in UK, 1/3 of all sold cars are signed by Scribe.
Yeah.
Or with Scribe. So you're using Scribe, probably a lot of you, when you are signing new cars.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's
because you can use us in different solutions. You can have us white labeled, so it suits, so you don't understand that you actually use Scribe in the background.
Yeah. They're the rails of it. So that's kind of a nice kind of overview of Scribe. How does it touch Pipedrive? What does that integration there look like?
So it's a very easy solution. You have to have Scribe Online licenses to start to use Scribe in Pipedrive, because mm-hmm. we are in the background there. So you can use both Scribe Online and the Pipedrive solution. And to start, it's you just have to start with the Scribe Online license, and then you go into Pipedrive and agreeing that you want to use the Scribe solution. So just in a few minutes, you are up and running.
Yeah.
So it's a very easy one to get going. And if you then want to use other solutions in Scribe, you want to use maybe the HR department want to use Scribe for agreements, then you can go into Scribe Online and use it for the agreement. So you can find different possibilities. It don't have to be only the sales contract or something in the CRM system.
Yeah. No, that's really cool. And I think the word we're looking at is a native integration, right? So you can find it on the marketplace, and it's one click to install.
Yeah.
We'll have a link in the description below to have a
look. And you can get 30 days for free when you start. So you can, let's try it after this and see if you like it. If you don't like it, you don't have to keep going after 30 days.
that's it. Or if you, so certainly give it a try. I think the ease of use of creating a document I found impressive. I liked the mandatory or the other documents. So if once signed, you then have to read this, and you have to tell them they found that. I thought that was really useful. Certainly from I can imagine that being in the certain industries, like the higher industries. So the waivers, make sure you've read this, which I thought was very, very neatly done, I would say.
And the reason to use e-signing and Scribe in Pipedrive, I would say that you have you can easily just send it out straight away from the deal, so you make it much efficient, and you don't have to have the administration, or you're getting fewer admin steps. And when you're sending it out straight away from the deal, it's just when you're closing it, you're sending it out, and you can use templates that you already populated, so it's, you don't just with a few clicks can send it out and have all the information added to the template. Yeah. And after signing, of course, you connect the signed document back to the deal automatically, so you can find it in the deal again.
Yeah, with a.
And if you don't want to, you can add information. Of course, you can get more information from the customer you get into the CRM system.
Yeah. And everything's time stamped when it was signed and everything like that, which is
perfect. Of course. And we're adding it to the document. So a very secure solution.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, not saying we're coming to the end just yet, but just tell me a little bit about your story, right? So how I saw that you've been a salesperson, you've done cold calling, you know, obviously now leading kind of the partnership sales team at Scribe. Like, what was the story to get to where you are now?
So actually, I started at studying at the Agriculture Science University in Sweden. So I studied agriculture science. I'm not working with agricultural science at all, as you can see. and I'm not living in the countryside. I'm living in Stockholm, so it's a difference from what I studied.
Is that focusing on things like wine? Is that focusing on farming?
Yeah, exactly. So it's farming. I was studying more social science, so it's more rural development to get the rural areas to grow and all that. But then I started in work with sales straight away after university, and started with medical to get the doctors to work in different areas of Sweden. So so they were working for a few weeks, a few days, and in different areas, mainly in the north part of Sweden where they can't recruit primary care doctors. So then I tried to get them there for a few weeks or something to just. And then after that, I started at Kivra. It's a Swedish tech company that digitalizes letters, bills, receipts, uploads, and different things that you're getting. So it's an app in your phone that you're getting all the documents, and you can pay the bill in there. You can find receipts and all that. And when I started there, it was a startup with under 1 million users in Sweden. And when I left after nearly 6 years, we had 2/3 of the Swedes using Kivra. Yeah, so it's been more of a really digital solution that everyone's used. And during COVID, you got the COVID certificate in Kivra as well.
Okay, that's huge.
Yeah. And then I was thinking, what do I want to do now? And then I knew about Scribe since before. I used it a lot. I was like, I want to keep going with this digitalize the old fashioned traditional ways. So going from digitalizing the postal part and the bills, going to Scribe and digitalize the agreements.
Yeah, no, I love it. I always find that the route into sales is, you know, it opens everything. You know, if you get into a good company like Kivio there, like you said, if they're on the way up, it's the golden ticket that can take you all the way through the business.
Yeah.
And I guess the exposure that you would have come across with Kivio there. I mean, what did you learn there as that scaled as a business?
I think it was a very interesting company to work in because no one had done what we had done. And we didn't have that much competitors, but we were changing the whole environment for the Swedes to how do you get the bills? How do you get the letters? How do you get your payslip? To not going by post, the postal, and you can instead get it digital. And then you can also how you can use the document. And that's what we also do at Scribe, that it's not just a document by itself. It's how can the customer get a better, what do I say? How can they use it afterwards in a more efficient way? Mm. How can we use data?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Thanks for sharing that. Before we look to wrap up here, I've got some quick fire questions. Mm-hmm. Can take as long as you need to answer them. As someone that's been in kind of no CRMs and obviously digitization, what's in your tech stack and why?
Take the question again, sorry.
What is in your sales tech stack and
why? I don't really understand what you want with the question. Sorry.
So in terms of like your tech stack that you're using with Scribe, is it Salesforce plus Scribe to sign Like what's in your sales tech
stack? Uh-huh, what we are use internally at Scrum.
Yeah, just like as your tech stack and what you really like to use.
Yeah. So of course we are using Scribe for agreements. That's a checkbox. and we are using Salesforce for CRM.
Yeah.
So to do all that. And then we have different solutions. We have Confluence to make sure that everyone knows the same thing. We have different HR solutions for both. When you're starting at Scribe, you need to know everything. So we have courses digitalized because we are a company that are based in the whole Europe. So we have the sales teams are in Sweden and in Denmark and in Norway and so on. But our developers have since start been remote. So they have since start been working from the whole. So we are recruiting developers from the whole Europe. That was actually the two friends that started Scribe. He moved back from his, to his hometown. That's why they started to be remote from the beginning.
Oh, wow.
So we need to make sure that everyone is working together and know the same thing. So we have different solutions for that when you're onboarding Scribe.
So your experience of onboarding was all remote as well?
Yeah, but I was sitting in the office because I'm working. But it was remote in general, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And we have all the team meetings and the company meetings remote. But we have an office in Stockholm and you can join there. And I'm trying to be there a few days a week at least.
Yeah, well, it's, I think it is good to get back in. It's then you feel like you're actually part of a team.
Yeah.
I think it is important.
But it's very good also that you have the possibility to work remote and recruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
From different places.
Hallen isn't locked down to a specific city.
No.
So where did the name Scribe come from?
I actually don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I have to look that up.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll have.
But my guessing is that it could be sign in Swedish is skriva.
Ah, okay.
So maybe it's
the logo feels like you're signing. It's quite emotion-led, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any Pipedrive feature requests? So I don't know how deep you know Pipedrive. Is there anything that you would like to see in and on the platform?
I don't have it at the moment, but I like the possibility to, as we talked about, how can they use Scribe in Pipedrive before and after the signing to get a really efficient collaboration.
That's
something we can develop even further.
Yeah, so let's play on that, right? So where my head goes, that would be possibly leveraging some form of AI to drive insights on the deals. So we know that this person always signs on Friday, call them straight after. So is
and
that
the agreement is going out in 3 weeks. You have to renew the agreement.
Yes.
They can make a better solution. Or I need more information. I need to know more about this customer. Send it out to get it filled in and get it into the
pipeline. Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting space the next kind of 6 to 12 months, what happens there. The opportunity for Scribe is what happens before the signature itself and what happens afterwards.
Mm.
So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for that. That was brilliant. Is there anything in particular you would like to go through before we sign off today?
No, but if anyone have any questions around Scribe, don't hesitate to send us an email. You can send it to partner@scribe.com or go into the web page and find different ways to get in contact with Scribe and read more. Perfect. And of course, you're getting a 30-day trial for free.
Yeah. Again, we'll have those links below there. So thank you once again. And thank you for listening to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast. We're talking all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive Marketplace. At Evolve, we're a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, specializing in helping scaling businesses get more out of Pipedrive and their wider tech stack, which is why we had this conversation today. If you found this insightful, please let us know what you think in the comments, hit like, subscribe, or share with someone that you think will find this useful. We value all of your feedback. Lovisa, thank you.
Thank you.